If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, you're well aware that much of our focus and attention today has been on the consequences and diving deeper into the various themes that do speak to the postponement of the national budget speech that we saw yesterday. A reminder that we will continue to give you updates on this. And of course, the 12th of March is the new date that has been tabled. One key theme, though, that is always recurring when it comes to conversations with government and even business is understanding how these two stakeholder groups need to work in such a manner that allows the private sector to drive business development and employment in the country. Now, we're going to take a look at a new report that has been compiled by the Center for Development and Enterprise, CDE, who have called for a radically new approach to small business development. To tell us more, we're joined by the Executive Director of CDE, Anne Bernstein. Anne, such a pleasure to welcome you to the show, ma'am.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be with you.
Fantastic. I'm always excited to speak to you because as an institution, you really do provide innovative solutions. You challenge the status quo, but always open to partnership and camaraderie to make sure that the common goal of growth is attained. And maybe that's just a good point for us to actually start on, you know, the various efforts that you've put forward as the CDE to make sure that the prioritization of enterprise does prosper in a country like South Africa.
Well, thank you very much. We're delighted to release this new report on small business development. And I think you have to ask yourself some big questions here. You know, we talk a lot about small business development very easily, but we don't think too hard about it. And what we're saying in this report is we've gone about it the wrong way in South Africa, and this is why we're getting such disappointing results. A government document 2 years ago said that we have, you know, many small businesses don't survive, and we're not really making progress. And you can see this in the numbers. And when you say why not, the first big conclusion we've come to is that the way we think about this is all wrong. What makes us think that officials, many of whom through no fault of their own have never run a small business or any business, would be well placed to allocate resources and support to small businesses around the country? We're saying, let's give it to the private sector. Take money that's allocated in the national budget, and it's a really lot of money. I'll tell you how much in a moment. Let's give it to the private sector in a highly competitive way. Let's push the private sector to do better when it comes to small business development. But they're the experts. Instead of the state pretending it can deal with finance capital and support money for small firms, rather let the experts in our society do this. And let's make it all a lot more transparent. So we spend something like 6 billion rand a year, which is probably an underestimation, on small business development by the state. But we can't see the results. And our researchers who went in to look for what impact has this had, we can't see this. We don't know how this money is spent, and we don't know if it's been well spent. And who got it? So we're saying we need a much more transparent approach to small business development. And the first big thing is let's give a whole lot of money to the private sector. Over 3 years, we're saying 9 billion rand, which is a lot of money. And let them compete for 3 or 5 funds to get that money. And then every single year, we want a kind of parliamentary 1 or 2 days where both state agencies and private agencies with public money report to all of us on how they spent that money.
Got you.
And what's happened? These firms survive or don't they?
100%. And it's the transparency and the reporting that we're definitely looking for. A few of my colleagues and counterparts would actually say, hold on, give the private sector money to bolster small business development. And many raise concerns and complain about the fact that even with the current level of incentives, there hasn't been, robust action from big business to really bolster smaller businesses and prioritize ESD, as an example, in the country. How do you respond to that? And are there new innovative ways within which then we need to adjust our approach?
Absolutely. We're not saying the private sector is perfect. And I'm sure big companies and big banks can be a lot better at identifying dynamic small businesses that with a bit of help could really become bigger businesses, which is what we want. But we're saying we know for sure they're going to be better than the public sector and a lot more transparent. And that's what we must require of them. So that's the first point. The second is, using this money, this public money, we can push the private sector, who will want access to this money, we can push them to tell us before we allocate the money, what are you going to do differently? How are you going to behave differently in order to find those small businesses with potential in townships and in parts of our cities you don't know very well? Yes. How are you going to do that? And thirdly, we're saying that the truth is the state has been very ineffective in their own view in terms of promoting small business development. Mm-hmm. And we need to think about small business not separately from the rest of the economy. Mm-hmm. So all the things we need to do to fix crime, to fix infrastructure, to fix transport, these things will help small businesses as well. And that's where the state should put its emphasis. Do that. And then let's encourage and push the private sector to do better. There are one or two examples that we know of, organizations that have focused on supporting smaller firms coming out of townships and in the inner cities and wherever they're located.
Yeah.
And so we know at least two that I think will be very positive about competing for this money and that, from all we know, have done very well and have developed innovative ways of getting funds beyond, the big guys in Sandton to smaller firms with potential. So I'm very optimistic that we can really change the game here if we could persuade people to think about things differently and allocate money differently.
You mentioned township economies, and that's a particular passion point for myself, but also many of us here on the show, because we typically engage with township-based entrepreneurs. Help us understand how we need to think differently about tapping into opportunities in the township economy.
Absolutely. So the first thing we would say is that we should think differently about township and the entrepreneurs in them. Absolutely, they need support. We should get rid of the zoning laws that prevent them buying sort of premises or expanding premises. There are a number of regulations from the apartheid era that seem to still remain in our townships that shouldn't be difficult to get rid of. That's easy. But then, you know, the whole point of getting rid of apartheid and desegregating our cities is that entrepreneurs, wherever they come from, should be able to look for opportunities across the city.
100%.
I don't want to restrict new black entrepreneurs only to, you know, former townships, mainly of poorer people. That's crazy. What we want is we want to better integrate townships into the rest of the city with transport, better crime control, better infrastructure, get rid of silly regulations from the past, and then let township entrepreneurs be citywide entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So it's a different mindset. We're also saying that using procurement as a way of encouraging or supporting small township firms is a very bad approach. It does not build competitive businesses. It puts up costs, and it will make it more expensive if we force people to use only township entrepreneurs for hospitals or schools or any other thing you want to do in the township. And that's crazy. And the notion of self-sufficiency for townships around the country is even crazier. Are they going to make their own cell phones? So we need to think differently. Think citywide. Apartheid's gone. If there's still remnants of it, get rid of those zoning laws. And let's look at how do we create a much better environment for small businesses, wherever they are, to look at opportunities across the city and across the country.
And I think this is so important, right? Because many entrepreneurs, regardless of where they're from, but those even more so who happen to be based in the township, are global thinkers. And I often say the township economy really, as you say, should strip away the geographic location. You are an entrepreneur anywhere in the world, regardless of where you might be based. It's the access to resources. It's the lack of bureaucracy that actually is what you need to make sure that you thrive. And maybe let's touch on that theme around red tape, which continues to frustrate many an entrepreneur, especially when it comes to opportunities to scale.
Well, that's the third big recommendation we're making. It's time to move from talking about red tape to actually doing something. Now, there are countries around the world that have done this. I think of India in the early 90s, which made a phenomenal difference and they got explosive growth rates. You think of Argentina today, which it's early days, but they have reduced regulations dramatically. And there are a number of other countries that have done this. Now, it's not simple. You just get rid of every regulation. Of course, you need basic health and safety regulations. But we're saying, let's focus laser-like mm-hmm. on two things. The one is, part of the regulations that frustrate smaller firms are the laws and regulations that enable the Minister of Labor to apply agreements that have been reached between big business and big unions to all other firms that weren't party to the negotiations. Now, this severely disadvantages small firms, rural firms, and new startups. And we're saying, just get rid of that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is we're saying that in the presidency, we should set up a sort of combination of units and focus laser-like on what we're calling an SME test. Every piece of regulation needs to be tested against how will this affect small business and new firms, which start small inevitably.
Yes.
And let's get rid of that. And there again, let's get some transparency. Don't just tell us we're going to have a red tape unit or whatever, or we're dealing with this. Once a year, report to the country in Parliament on what red tape did you get rid of, what impact has it had, and what are you going to be focusing on in the next year? And talk to small businesses about what are the obstacles they're encountering. It's like an obstacle course for many small firms. Let's hear from them and then let's get rid of unnecessary regulation, but with urgency.
And there's a very important aspect as well within your report, which actually says shut down the Department of Small Business Development. And I'm intrigued to understand, as you say, you know, government should allow the private sector to run with the development of small businesses. Help us understand how the removal of the Department of Small Business Development then will still heighten the level of camaraderie and partnership that we have between business and government.
Well, we're saying that over 3 years, the government spends, let's call it 18 billion rand on small business promotion. Mm-hmm. And we're saying take half of that and in a competitive, transparent way, let's give that to the private sector and let them see if they can do a better job than the public sector. That's the first thing. The second thing is, this department has been in existence since 2014, and it's very hard to see what it's achieved.
Mm-hmm.
They themselves are saying, well, we didn't do this, and we didn't do that, and things aren't going so well with the small business sector, and we know it isn't. The facts are very clear. And then you have to say to yourself, well, if we're going to have deregulation much more focused through the presidency, there's very little other things this department does, and a number of them should be integrated with looking at the whole economy in the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. So we're opposed to this notion of a special department that employs people to think about small business. Doesn't make sense, and it hasn't worked. We've seen no real successes from this department. Close it down. We can probably save some money, which would help the Minister of Finance, and we should integrate the remaining functions of this department into the Department of trade and industry in competition, which looks at the whole economy, which is the right way to think about small business. Because don't forget, we don't want just small businesses all over the country. What we want are dynamic small firms that with help and support can become bigger and can employ more people. 100%. And that's part of how we're going to get the economy to grow. So we need to, again, stop thinking about small business from tiny little, you know, one woman's kind of enterprises, a spaza shop, to a tech company
industrial
with 5 employees. Mm-hmm. These are very different things. And the issue isn't the size so much. The issue is the environment kind of encouraging people to start new businesses and take risks? That's what we want. And then how do we get small firms to become bigger firms? That's the big challenge.
100%. And we'll leave it there for today, but certainly hope that this report, its suggestions and recommendations are themes that we can definitely follow up on and certainly implement to make sure that the vibrancy of enterprise, entrepreneurship, as well as small businesses is something that can be tapped into and explored and grow in the future. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Good night.
That's Anne Bernstein, Executive Director of CDE, joining us this evening.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.